Fa'atalofa atu and well Pacific greetings, RNZ Pacific News. I'm Mem Maile. A 19-year-old in Vanuatu has been receiving treatment for a spinal cord injury, paralysis and broken bones after being trapped by a falling tree during Tropical Cyclone Juni. The Daily Post reports surgeon Richard Leona saying the boy was transferred from a hospital on Ambai and admitted to the surgical ward at Vila Center Hospital. Dr. Leona explained the boy was found by relatives who went searching for him 4 days after the cyclone had passed. He had been trapped under the fallen tree during the storm. On Saturday, the Daily Post reported he was in a stable condition. Acclaimed New Zealand Samoan film director Damon Fipuliai makes his feature film debut this week with The Move, Red, White and Brass. The film premieres tomorrow in Auckland. Set during the 2011 Rugby World Cup, it follows a group of Tongan fans who form a brass band as the pre-game entertainment in a desperate attempt to get tickets. Damon Fipuliai says production of the film took place 2 years ago.
Because the filming happened during COVID times, we had to stop filming and then start again. So the filming took ages, and then the post-production process happened. And then there was also, like, once we'd finished the film, there's sort of like a 9-month wait before it actually has come out. So it was all like this massive journey. And then now we're waiting for the film, you know, the film coming out. Now it's like exciting.
A search for a free diver who went missing while spearfishing in Guam has been suspended. According to an update on Saturday from the US Coast Guard, the man was part of a group of seven aboard the vessel on an excursion, spearfishing near the Blue Hole. The Guam Daily Post reports the man was reported missing at 6 p.m. on Thursday, local time. On Sunday evening, Guam Fire Department spokesperson Nick Garrido announced an assessment was made to suspend the joint operation pending further evidence or discovery. Some Palau residents are facing wastewater rates increases of more than 2,000%. The Palau Public Utilities Corporation, or PPUC, which handles water and wastewater, is changing its rates from April 1st. The rates will be based on usage. Christina Persico has more.
The Island Times reports the new rates reflect the corporation's full operating costs. For water, residential customers will pay $6.72 per 1,000 gallons, more than a 500% increase for customers using fewer than 5,000 gallons. For customers currently using 5,000 gallons or more, their rate actually drops by 3 cents. For wastewater, residential customers will pay $9.31 per 1,000 gallons, an increase of more than 2,000% for those using fewer than 5,000 gallons. Residents on fixed charge rates will increase from $5 to $15 per customer. Commercial customers will see a 3 cent decrease in water rates, but an increase in wastewater rates of more than 50%.
Palau President Sugarao Whips Jr. says the PPUC is in this situation due to the legislative body preventing them raising rates to meet full operating and infrastructure maintenance costs. President Whips urged the body to pass the minimum wage law to help with the rising cost of living, including an anticipated increase in utility rates. Taiwan says it will continue to provide assistance to the Federated States of Micronesia, according to its foreign policy principles. It comes after the outgoing Micronesia President David Panuelo accused Beijing of carrying out political warfare in his country and is advocating for the Micronesian nation to switch bilateral relations to Taiwan. In return, he says Taiwan is ready to provide his country tens of millions of dollars to meet its development needs. But in a statement to RNZ Pacific, Taiwan's foreign ministry shot down any speculation that it was conducting checkbook diplomacy or dollar diplomacy to win favour. The ministry says Taiwan provides foreign assistance in line with the principles of steadfast diplomacy, reciprocity and mutual support, and in the spirit that Taiwan can help. Supporting small island states impacted by climate change is said to be a key issue for the Samoan Prime Minister during a visit to Australia. AAP reports Fia Mayor Naomi Mataafa is expected to meet with her Australian counterpart, Anthony Albanese, on Wednesday. During a recent visit to London, Fiona Mair spoke at a panel discussion organised by the Australian High Commission on the need to push for more ambitious climate action and address the needs of small island states. Mr Albanese says nearly 98,000 people of Samoan descent call Australia home. He says he looks forward to strengthening their cooperation in our areas, including economic development, labour mobility, climate and regional security. In world news, UN Chief Antonio Guterres says a major new report on climate change is a survival guide for humanity. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report says that lean energy and technology can help avoid the growing climate disaster. Mr. Guterres says that everyone needs to work together quickly to achieve the climate change goals.
Humanity is on thin ice, and that ice is melting fast. As today's report of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, details, humans are responsible for virtually all global heating over the last 200 years.
Mr. Guterres says the climate time bomb is ticking. North Korea says it fired a missile at the weekend to simulate a nuclear attack on its southern neighbour, as South Korea and the US increased their own training exercise in the region. The BBC's Jean McKenzie reports from Seoul.
North Korea has been responding to these military exercises with a flurry of its own drills and missile tests, designed, it says, to strike fear into the US and South Korea. On Sunday, it reportedly fired a ballistic missile capable of reaching Seoul. A report in state media says soldiers loaded the missile with a simulated version of a nuclear warhead before detonating it above the Sea of Japan. This morning, it reports that more than a million young people volunteered to join the military over the weekend to fight against Washington and Seoul.
The US is accusing China of providing Russia diplomatic cover to commit atrocities in Ukraine. It comes as Chinese President Xi Jinping visits Moscow to meet with President Putin and propose a peace plan for Ukraine. US Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says the plan will amount to a ratification of Russian conquest.
That President Xi is traveling to Russia days after the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for President Putin suggests that China feels no responsibility to hold the Kremlin accountable for the atrocities committed in Ukraine, and instead of even condemning them, it would rather provide diplomatic cover for Russia to continue to commit those very crimes.
President Xi has referred to Mr. Putin as a dear friend, emphasizing the two countries' close relationship. In sport, Captain Tim Southee credited the Black Caps batters for setting up their innings and 58-run over victory over Sri Lanka in the second test in Wellington. Following on, Sri Lanka were all out for 358 late on the day, four as New Zealand claimed a 2-0 series sweep. Kane Williamson and Harry Nicholls scored both double centuries in the Black Caps' first innings of 580, four declared, and Southee says all his batters were superb.
That opening partnership set up what was to follow, and what to follow was pretty special to see two guys go out there and score double hundreds, and then even after that, the guys going out there and sacrificing their wickets for the good of the team.
The two teams next meet in a three-match one-day series which starts in Auckland on Saturday. Southern Steel remain winless and rooted to the bottom of the ANZ Premiership standings following last night's 55-38 loss to the Tactics in Invercargill. The Tactics are third level on points with the Pulse. Spain's Carlos Alcaraz has reclaimed tennis world number one ranking after beating Daniil Medvedev in yesterday's Indian Wells final. South Sydney's four-time premiership winning captain John Sattler has died aged 80. Sattler is regarded as one of the greats of rugby league, having famously led the Rabbitohs to victory in the 1970 grand final against Manly after suffering a broken jaw during the opening stages of the match. And condolences to his family as well. And that's your news of sports. For more of our headlines and stories, go to rnzi.com.